Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
With Jaden Forster.
Very good morning to you, Jaden.
Good morning, Dave.
Now, Alec Baldwin back in the news again this week.
Yeah, it's been a big week for Alec Baldwin, to say the very least. And it all sort of started last weekend when the ABC News program over in America published the FBI's report following their sort of forensic investigation into the shooting on the set of his movie Rust last October this is. So we're nearly 10 months on from that now. And in that report, they basically stated that the gun that he was holding could not have actually been fired without somebody pulling the trigger, i.e. Alec Baldwin. Of course, we've spoken about that countless times here, that is something that he has denied. He's denied ever touching the trigger. And he repeated that denial again and tried to explain how the gun could go off accidentally in this new podcast interview that coincidentally dropped around less than sort of 48 hours after this report was published or went public over the weekend. Given the line of questioning in that podcast with Chris Cuomo, I believe it was probably recorded prior to that report being published.
Oh, yes.
But look, it's all still very, very relevant. Here's just a little bit of that podcast.
The person who was the principal safety officer of the film declared in front of the entire assemblage, this is a cold gun. All of us were told that everything was cool and you can relax and we're working with a gun that's safe to rehearse with.
Okay, all right. There, Jaden, yes.
Yeah, and that should absolutely be the case on every single set that you are working on when you have weapons. Of course, you know, accidents, they do happen, of course, but every step should be taken to make sure that they absolutely don't happen. And unfortunately, in this situation, an accident has happened, and now everybody is more or less left to pick up the pieces.
You're bringing up some reasonable points there, I must say. Look, new details coming through regarding the memorial for Olivia Newton-John as her music races to the top of our charts here.
Absolutely, yeah. We usually sort of see that when people pass away, people usually gravitate towards their music, and that has certainly been the case with Olivia this past week. Her music, of which, of course, other people get all of the big royalties there, not her or her family, but in the past week has soared to the top of the charts, the biggest one sort of being the Billboard charts in America, where she's now had the biggest sales of any female artist ever across the course of a week. Ooh. Since the death of Whitney Houston. So a massive title there for Olivia. And no doubt there will probably be a spike again when the concert they're planning, we're hearing that it will be a concert now, not a memorial as such, when that rolls around. Most likely we're hearing sort of early to mid next month, so being September. And I sort of said to you last week, my guess would be Rod Laver Arena. RLA certainly now firming as the preferred venue for that. So again, any news, any updates, we'll keep you posted.
Beautiful. And just quickly, Dylan Alcott's surprise new role.
Yes, he's going to be in a new animated movie that's in production up in Queensland at the moment. His very first voice acting role. This is a new movie called Scary Girl. I'm told by somebody working on the movie at the moment that their goal is to release it sometime after July next year. June is their deadline to get it to the company that's releasing it. So if you're interested, it's an action-packed animated movie. Make a note and keep an eye out for that one next year.
Someone would say, is that animated enough, isn't he, Dylan Alcott?
He's a fantastic bloke. He's got great energy and a great personality. Of course, you know, we don't know if his personality is going to come across in his performance, but I'm sure he'll do a great job. Well done to him. It's great stuff.
Honestly, it generally does. Look, thank you very much, Jaden. We'll talk again next week.
Catch you then.